Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. Why does Yahweh call us out of this world? He wants his people to live differently. He wants them to think differently. He wants them to follow the way that he defines in his word. From the moment that he calls us out of this world, the process of being set apart begins. But we don't always recognize or understand that. When we are first called out, we are still learning what he wants from us, still learning how to be obedient, still learning how to guard his commands, and how to put his Torah into effect in our lives. Our calling is the first step towards being set apart. He calls, we listen, and we act. We make a choice and determine to go his way. And for some of us, that change begins immediately. As we begin to move things out of our lives that stand in the way of pursuing his way of life, no matter what it is, he becomes first, and everything else becomes secondary. Let's take a look at Genesis 12 and verse 1. Genesis 12, verse 1. And Yahweh said to Avram, go yourself out of your land, from your relatives and from your father's house, to a land which I show you. Yahweh asked Avram to set himself apart. He called him out of where he was. He asked Avram to remove himself from his situation and his lifestyle. He wants us to rise above and overcome this world. We have to live in it, but not get caught up in it and seduced by what it offers. If we allow ourselves to become drawn in by this world, it will eat up all of our time and all of our resources, all of our energy, and rob us of the life that Yahweh intends for his people. There has to be a letting go. There has to be a separation. We have to determine to walk his way. And we have to be willing to give up everything to do that. He defines what it means for us to live set apart. But we have choices and decisions to make. He leaves those decisions up to us because he will never force us to go his way. He doesn't make us set apart. He tells us that we are to be set apart to him. it has to be our choice and our commitment. What does living set apart look like? And how do we set ourselves apart to Him? If He asks us to be set apart, then we have to know what that means, don't we? We have to know what that looks like. We have to know what He is requiring of us. The word set apart tells us something about what it means. When you set something apart, you separate it out. It no longer belongs with the things it was taken from. It stands out. You know, Yah does not want His people to look like everyone else. The world has always had its own standards by which it judges and measures people. And Yah wants the world to see that His people are different, genuinely different, not just in name or appearance. We can't just say we are His and make it so. There's so much more to it than that. And there is a world of people out there who claim to be His, but their lifestyle and their actions say otherwise. You know, being set apart is being an example as well. And if you don't want to stand out, if you want to just blend in with everyone else, then maybe living set apart is not for you. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 6. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 6. For you are a set apart people to Yahweh your Elohim. Yahweh your Elohim has chosen you to be a people for Himself, a treasured possession above all the peoples on the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set His love on you, nor choose you because you were more numerous than any other people. For you were the least of all peoples. But because of Yahweh loving you and because of Him guarding the oath which He swore to your fathers, Yahweh has brought you out with a strong hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, sovereign of Egypt. And you shall know that Yahweh your Elohim, He is Elohim, the trustworthy El, guarding covenant and kindness for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and those who guard His commands, but repaying those who hate Him to their face to destroy them. He does not delay to do so with him who hates him. He repays him to his face. And you shall guard the command and the laws and the right rulings which I command you today to do them. And it shall be because you hear these right rulings and shall guard and do them that Yahweh your Elohim shall guard with you the covenant and the kindness which He swore to your fathers, and shall love you and bless you and increase you, and shall bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock, in the land of which He swore to your fathers to give you. We cannot be set apart to Him the way He wants us to, unless there is change, real change, genuine and sincere change. The reason many people who claim to be believers do not look any different than the rest of the people in the world is because there is no change. Not inwardly, and certainly not outwardly. Notice what Yah says in verse 12 that we just read. And it shall be because you hear these right rulings and shall guard and do them, that Yahweh your Elohim shall guard with you the covenant. He helps us guard when we turn ourselves over to Him, when we surrender to Him, when we live the set-apart life that He wants us to live. He helps us guard that covenant. Should there not be a noticeable difference in His people, so that others see that there is something different about them? The pressure is great to conform and to be like everyone else. But Yah calls us to do just the opposite. He wants us to come out and be separate, to not look like everyone else. And that's not very comfortable for many people. They're afraid of what their friends might think. They're afraid of what their families will think and say. They're afraid for their employment. How will our Abba see us if we look like everyone else? How will He tell us apart? Why does Yeshua say to those who claim to have done all these great works in His name that, I don't know you? I don't recognize you. You look like everyone else in the world to me. Depart from me because I never knew you. Those people never changed, though they claimed to believe and to be His. And how many people are walking around in that same condition right now? There hasn't been any real change in their life. They still do all the things that they used to do, except now they say they are His. They have not been shown, and they have not been taught, that they need to set themselves apart and make changes in the way that they live. Exodus 19, verse 3. Exodus 19, verse 3. And Moshe went up to Elohim, and Yahweh called to him from the mountain, saying, this is what you are to say to the house of Yaakov, and declare to the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. And now if you diligently obey my voice, and shall guard my covenant, then you shall be my treasured possession above all the peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me as a reign of priests and a set-apart nation. Those are the words which you are to speak to the children of Israel. And Moshe came and called for the elders of the people and set before them all these words which Yah commanded him. So they knew exactly what Yah wanted from them. He told them clearly and plainly what they were to do. The priests who served Yah were held to a higher standard, weren't they? And we could even say that they were even set apart from the rest of Israel, couldn't we? Well, the entire nation was to be set apart to him, and they were to be as priests to him in his service. They were all to be as priests, not as priests who served in the tabernacle, but as priests in being set apart and dedicated to Yah, committed to him, giving themselves completely to him, in service to him. If we are really living our lives the way he calls us to live, we can't help but be set apart. Because all of those things that he asks us to do are going to set us apart from everyone else. Just the Shabbat alone creates a huge separation in people, doesn't it? Right away, demands are put on us, and we have to make changes to keep the Shabbat kadosh, to keep it holy and set apart. And sometimes those choices and decisions that we have to make are painful, aren't they? But it begins to set us apart. And Yah says the Shabbat is a sign between me and you forever. It's a test command. It tests our resolve and our commitment and what we are willing to do to be his set apart people. It doesn't come without cost to live set apart. Leviticus 20 and verse 1. Leviticus 20 and verse 1. And Yah spoke to Moshe, saying, "Say to the children of Israel, any man of the children of Israel or of the strangers who sojourn in Israel, who gives any of his offspring to Molech shall certainly be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I shall set my face against that man and shall cut him off from the midst of his people, because he has given of his offspring to Molech, so as to defile my set-apart place and to profane my set-apart name. And if the people of the land at all hide their eyes from the man, as he gives any of his offspring to Molech, and they do not kill him, then I shall set my face against that man and against his clan, and shall cut him off. And all who go whoring after him, even go whoring after Molech from the midst of their people. And the being who turns to mediums and to spiritists to go whoring after them, I shall set my face against that being and cut him off from the midst of his people. And you shall set yourselves apart and shall be set apart. For I am Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall guard my laws and do them. I am Yahweh who sets you apart." His word sets us apart. The things he asks us to do set us apart. People have a problem with drawing a line and not crossing over it. There's so much compromise in the world and in the society around us. There's such a lack of commitment in people. You know, Yah clearly shows us there is no wiggle room. People are constantly looking for a way to tweak and circumvent Yah's word. And it all goes back to what the adversary asked Chava, Eve, in the garden. Did Yah really say? That's what people ask themselves as they read his word and read what he requires of them. They're looking for ways to tweak and change things and make his word conform to what they want to do. That is not living set apart. If we are his, then there must be a separation. And we can't just look the other way and pretend something isn't happening. Or dabble in something that we know he hates. He asks us to do these things for our own protection. It is so easy for things to slip into our lives. So easy. So he sets a hard line for us and tells us not to cross over it. Because in many ways, we are just like children, aren't we? And even though he warns us and tells us not to touch something, what do? We desire to touch it, don't we? We desire to look at it, to handle it, failing to see the danger. Israel was to be an example to all of the nations around them of what it meant to live by the word of Yah. And he would bless them as they set themselves apart, and the other nations around them would see and desire to have the same life as the children of Israel did. Yah chose them for a reason, and he chooses us and calls us out for a reason too. Leviticus 11, verse 44. Leviticus 11, verse 44. For I am Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall set yourselves apart, and you shall be set apart, for I am set apart. And do not defile yourselves with any creeping creature that creeps on the earth. For I am Yahweh who is bringing you up out of the land of Egypt to be your Elohim. And you shall be set apart, for I am set apart. This is the Torah of the beasts and the birds and every living creature that moves in the waters and of every creature that creeps on the earth to make a distinction between the unclean and the clean and between the living creature that is eaten and the living creature that is not eaten. This is not just about eating what Yah tells us we can and staying away from what he tells us not to eat. Those things are clearly important, and it shows a dedication and is an outward sign of our obedience. But there is more to see here. He is trying to show us something. Remember all of the physical things he asks us to do point to something. And he uses the physical things to teach us. And notice what he says here. You shall set yourselves apart. The wording is just a little bit different if you go to the original Hebrew. A more literal translation of verse 45 is, because I, Yahweh, lifted you up out of the land of Egypt to exist as your Elohim, so you will exist set apart, because set apart am I. What is really at the root of what Yahweh tells us here? It is about clean and unclean. It is about defiling ourselves and causing ourselves to be separated from Yah. And why does he use things that we eat as an example? What do we do with those things that are clean? We eat them. They go inside of us. We ingest them, and they become part of us, and they nourish us. Do you want to feed on things that are clean? To be nourished by them and have them become part of you? Or do you want to feed on things that are unclean and take that uncleanness into your body and have that uncleanness become a part of who you are? It doesn't sound so attractive, does it? The things that Yah declares clean and unclean give us a very clear mental picture, don't they? Now, how would you like some nice roasted vulture? Or how about some freshly sauteed rat? Or maybe some nice baked bat? You know, we consider things like that vile and disgusting and repulsive. And that is the picture that Yah is painting for us. If we defile ourselves and fill ourselves full of unclean things, no one else really knows about it, do they? You know, I could fix myself a nice BLT sandwich, or have a nice Canadian bacon and pineapple pizza. And none of you would ever know, would you? Abba would know. And he would know that I had defiled myself and made myself unclean. Why do we think we can hide things from him? It doesn't matter if no one else is around and sees what we do, because he sees all the time. He never slumbers or sleeps. And if he knows every hair that's on our head, he certainly knows what we are eating and putting into our bodies. You know, he said, we just read in Leviticus 11, he said, I lifted you up out of the land of Egypt to exist as your Elohim. You know, he pulled us up out of the mud and the muck and cleaned us up and put us on the path to being set apart. And then he tells us not to defile ourselves with these things, but to be set apart as he is set apart He is our example. And if we want to draw close to him and have a relationship with him, then we have to keep ourselves set apart. Because our uncleanness separates us from him. It is those things that we allow in and to become a part of us that make us unclean and separate us from him. Unclean things separate us, and things that are clean bring us closer and make us set apart. And that is what he wants us to see. That is the picture here. Matthew 23 and verse 27. Matthew 23 and verse 27. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly indeed look well, but inside are filled with dead men's bones and all uncleanness. So you too outwardly indeed appear righteous to men, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and lawlessness. You see the parallel here between what we read in Leviticus 11 and what Yeshua is saying here? You know, whitewashed tombs look really nice from the outside, but what is inside? And how many whitewashed tombs do you know that are walking around out there? You know, they look good on the outside. They profess to be his. They do all the right things, but inside they're full of uncleanness and things that separate them from Yah. He sees all the way through us. Living set apart to him is the plan that he has for his people. And is that something that we should keep hidden away and prevent people from knowing? If he wanted Israel to be a nation of priests to him, then he wanted others to see that. And he wants others to see us too. He wants other people to see the example of what living a set-apart life looks like and the blessing that it brings. What does it take to begin living set-apart? Is it just something we can decide for ourselves? How would we even know where to start? If we look at Yah's plan, he tells us and he shows us. He teaches us in a practical way and in a way we can understand, a physical way by doing something. We learn by doing. And sometimes that's the only way we can understand something. Somebody can explain something to you all day long, but until you actually get your hands on it and do it and put it into action in your life, you don't really understand it. That's just like repentance. You know, the Hebrew word that is always translated as repent or repentance is teshuvah. And it means to stop. Stop what you are doing and turn around and go the other way. And that's really what Yah calls us to do, isn't it? That's where being set apart begins, when you determine to stop doing what you're doing and to go his way. Living set apart is a way of life, and he shows us how to begin living that way of life. And it all ties in with the appointed times and the beginning of Yah's plan. The first step of his plan shows us the first steps we must take. Exodus 12, verse 11. Exodus 12, verse 11. And this is how you eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Passover of Yahweh. And I shall pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and shall smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on all the mighty ones of Egypt, I shall execute judgment. I am Yahweh, and the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I shall pass over you, and let the plague not come on you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall become to you a remembrance, and you shall observe it as a festival to Yahweh throughout your generations. Observe it as a festival, an everlasting law. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Indeed, on the first day you cause leaven to cease from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that being shall be cut off from Israel. And on the first day is a set-apart gathering, and on the seventh day you have a set-apart gathering. No work at all is done on them, only that which is eaten by every being, that alone is prepared by you. And you shall guard the festival of unleavened bread, for on this same day I brought your divisions out of the land of Egypt. And you shall guard this day throughout your generations, an everlasting law. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, in the evening you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month in the evening. For 7 days no leaven is to be found in your houses. For if anyone eats what is leavened, that same being shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether sojourner or native of the land. Do not eat that which is leavened. In all your dwellings you are to eat unleavened bread. This is where living a set-apart life begins. Now, we recently observed Passover and the days of unleavened bread. And it tells us a story, and it is a picture. We are passed over, and then the cleansing begins. 7 days is a picture of a complete cycle. It is a process that is completed. We have to be purged and cleansed of all the leaven that is in us, so that we can begin to walk in a set-apart life. Yahweh lifts us up out of the life we are in and sets us on a different path. Traditional religion gets this all wrong because they do not understand or teach what living a set-apart life is. Abba tells us to go out into the wilderness to serve him, and he will meet us there. He sends out invitations to the wedding supper, but he does not send a limousine to pick us up. We have to be committed, and we have to desire to be there and to do whatever he asks us to do to make ourselves ready. The children of Israel left Egypt on foot. And Yah did not perform a miracle to just pick them up from where they were and set them down in the promised land, did he? There was a lot of work to do to get to where he promised them he would give them a home. They had to make the choice to leave and go out and go where he told them to go. The path to the promised land would refine them and shape them and mold them into the people he wanted them to be before they passed over into that place. You know, every denomination and belief system has their own variation of what being a believer looks like and how they should live. And it's not that everything they do is bad, but they all define for themselves how believers should live. When Yah already tells us how we should live and what a set-apart life looks like. He defines. He always defines. It's not us. It's not up to us. He gives us his word and we conform to that. We don't try to make his word conform to our lives or to what we want to do. That's what being set apart is all about. Committing ourselves to living his way. And not looking back. Not desiring what we left behind. Purging out all of that old leaven. And becoming set apart to him. You know, there was a man in the congregation of Israel who decided that he was going to make his own decisions about what it meant to be set apart. He decided he was going to define it for himself. And he challenged Moshe's authority. But he was really challenging and rebelling against Yah's definition of what being set apart meant. We will take a look at that man, what he did, and how Yah reacted in part 2.
Yivarekeka Yahweh, Vayishmereka. Ya'er Yahweh panav eleka, vihuneka. Yisa Yahweh panav eleka. V'yashem laha shalom. Yahweh bless you and protect you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh turn back his face towards you and give you shalom. V'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into his truth. Shavua Tov.